Hello, you're with Caribbee, Tiverton Literature Festival for Tiverton Community Radio, TCR, and just trying to catch some authors here at the moment. So, and I managed to catch an interesting character, because I did do a quick look at you last night on Google, Rebecca A. Hall, and she's got a book out called Girl Gone Greek. And so I managed to catch her. She's going to be doing a talk at 2 o'clock in the town hall about her life writing for the Rough Guides, and extremely well-travelled lady. So I just want to ask Rebecca a few questions. So, well, firstly, well done, your book looks great, and I'm actually gonna get one, so it looks very good. So so hello. And dare I ask, where have you come from today to, where are you living at the moment?
Literally today I came from up the road. I actually came into Tiverton on last Monday. I came from Athens. I spend half my time in Athens and the Greek islands, and I also spend the rest of the time in the UK. So I divide my time between the UK and Greece, whether that's Tiverton or travelling around for doing my travel writing. So UK and Greece mainly. Greece as long as I can, because the weather's so much nicer.
So are you actually local, or are you just spending some time here when you're not in Greece?
Okay, I like to call myself a bit of an internationalist. I was born in the East End of London, but we moved down to the West Country when I was about 11 years old. So I was brought up down in the West Country, down here.
So tell me about if we kind of backtrack a bit before we get to the Greek part. How did you kind of start off writing? Where did that come from? Was it something that's always in you? Did you go to university, or how did that sort of evolve?
Yeah, I'll try and keep that brief because we'll be here all day otherwise. I went to university in my 30s after I'd done a lot of travelling, and I studied international relations. After I did that, that was in Plymouth. After I did that, I did a TEFL course, that's teaching English as a foreign language, for 1 month. And then I went to Greece to teach English. I chose Greece to go there mainly because it was sunny, and I wanted to go to a sunny, hot country. But then I got really sucked in by the lifestyle there. And I started writing a blog. My blog's called Life Beyond Borders, mainly because my dad wasn't on Facebook. And rather than send him emails constantly, I just wanted him to know a bit about what my life was like in Greece, because Greece was hitting the headlines at that time for all the wrong reasons, financial crisis, etc. Then I started getting emails from people in 2012 from the US saying, we've read your blog, is it safe to go on holiday there? And I realised my blog was having a bigger audience. So I thought, okay, I'm going to get it into a more professional name, professional look, etc. And I was getting more and more angry with the way that the international press was portraying Greece. So I thought, I've had a different experience of Greece. I'm going to try and put pen to paper. I'm not a journalist by any means, but I can write about my personal experiences and the quirky sides of Greece, etc. So that's what I did. I put my experiences down in a fiction format, and then Girl Gone Greek came about. That's how she was born.
So with the new book, is that any other autobiographical? I can't say autobiographical.
I struggle with it. Autobiographical. There you go. I used to be an English teacher, don't worry. I'm very pedantic about that. No, yes, I'd say it's very autobiographical, but I have made it into fiction. I had to, because it wasn't fair on some of the people that I represented, etc. It really made me examine myself as well, so it was almost a form of therapy as well.
So when you kind of moved to Greece, the decision to go, was it an easy one? I mean, did you have any ties in England? Were you on your own? Was it easy financially? I mean, I'm talking about trying to inspire people out there to, how easy was it? Was it difficult?
Yeah, I'd always been a bit of a traveller. Like, before I went to university in my 30s, I'd spent a lot of time travelling to different countries. I spent time teaching in Sri Lanka, for example. I'd done crazy trips, like travelling by container ship across the Atlantic and writing tales about doing that. So I'd always preferred the continental lifestyle over the British lifestyle, even as a young teenager. I'm not a big drinker. I love the lifestyle of sitting down in a cafe and drinking coffee all day. I'm not one of these people that can go to the pub and drink glasses of wine or drink beer. So I always preferred a continental lifestyle. So I always saw myself on the continent somewhere. I don't have any ties, as it were. I have family here, which I love coming back to see. I mean, like I say, when I come back to England now, there's things about England that I love seeing. I love seeing my father. I love seeing my family. And, oh, my God, it's so green here. I forget how green it is. It's beautiful. So there are things I really like. But, no, the process for me to go abroad practically wasn't complicated because I don't have a lot of ties. I just have myself to think about and my cats.
So I guess that's the good side of writing. All you need is your laptop, isn't it, really? And it just gives you such a lot of freedom and obviously a good Wi-Fi connection if you're blogging. So are you going to be sort of carrying on this lifestyle or nipping back and forth, or are you going to actually kind of settle down in one country, do you think?
I think Greece is kind of my, what I call my anchor country now. I feel really anchored and foundation in Greece because it suits my lifestyle. There's a certain chaos in Greece that seems to ironically suit my lifestyle. And yet when I come back to the UK, I really appreciate the unchaoticness of the UK because it's the bipolar opposite. But that's what I love about Greece. I also love about the opposite in the UK. So I see myself, well, while I can, being like what they call a digital nomad. While I've got, like you just said, while I've got my laptop, I can travel around. But primarily Greece and the Greek islands.
I think it's great because I myself was a great traveller for BC before children. So I lived in Corsica and Australia and all over Europe. So, I totally understand where you're coming from. But obviously I've got, a lot of commitments now. So, it does appeal, actually, going off. And how are the Greek? Are they kind of embracing, or have you found certain things are a no-no, or any kind of quirks that you're not... that you embrace or are kind of not so sure about living there?
Well, I talk about this initially in my book, actually. It's something that kind of shocked me. The Greeks are very traditional. There was one time, for example, they're very open as well. They don't have boundaries. I'd say they're actually boundaryless. They're almost like a bit like autistic people. they come up to you, they'll say what's on their mind, and they don't have any problem if they've just first met you or not. And that's quite, I was taken aback. I'll give you an example. I went into my local shop down the road to buy a light bulb for something that had broken in my home. And the woman met me, she said, "You're not Greek." "No, I'm English." "Ah." She looks at my hand, she says, "You're not married." And these are statements, they're not questions. And I said, "No," looking a bit confused. "Oh, why aren't you married?" And of course I have this then running commentary in my head, "Why aren't I married? What's wrong with me? I'm in my 30s. Yes, what's wrong with me?" This is going to go in my next book, actually. And then she says, she pats my stomach and she says, "Never mind, you meet good Greek boy, you get married."
Yeah, I'm just going to touch on them. Sorry, I haven't been a traveller myself. How are the Greek men?
yes, they are very tied to their mothers, is what I will say. I will say that there are mother-in-laws and then there are Greek mother-in-laws, or there are mothers and then there are Greek mothers. That's probably the most diplomatic way of saying it. Their mothers worship them.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. So I wish you all the best, Rebecca. And Rebecca's Hall, are you still doing your blog?
Oh, yes, I'm running it. Like I say, it's called Life Beyond Borders. It's actually lifebeyondbordersblog.com. And I run it regularly. I write not just about my Greek travels. Primarily it's about Greece, but also my worldwide travels and weird trips that I do, like by container ship. I went from Athens to Hong Kong in 2013. Wrote about that on there. So I write my blog. I talk about Greek lifestyle and what's really going on in Greece, not what the press puts out there about Greece, like with the refugees and the financial crisis. And I'm still looking at doing a prequel now for Girl Gone Greek.
Well, I wish you all success for that. It's also really refreshing to hear somebody who's actually there, living there, and rather than us just hearing bits and bobs from the media about what's going on. So it's really fantastic to have that insight that Rebecca's got. And I wish you all the best with her book and her blog. And the book's called Girl Gone Greek. And is that on Amazon?
It is. It's on print format and Kindle.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time and at the Tivlit Fest. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tiverton Community Radio. 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 Radio.